Please note, what follows is from an event that occurred in 2015. However, please listen to learn more about the Inklings Montreat event and what one is like. And then follow the links in the show notes for information about the latest. And you can always visit EssentialCSLewis.com and type in the word Montreat to learn more. I'm William O'Flaherty from EssentialCSLewis.com with another All About Jack podcast. Thanks for joining me for today's show. My guest for this episode is Dr. Hal Poe, who previously was with me in 2013 to share about an Inklings weekend in Montreat. He's back to share about the one coming up here for 2015. The theme is the Inklings and the Ladies. Welcome back to All About Jack, Hal.
Thank you, William. It's good to be back.
Well, before I pitch the first question here, let me point out something that might be obvious to the listeners here, that this weekend event is something that's done each year, even if I don't get a chance to interview you. So if the listener here is catching the interview after this one that you've had in 2015, which is in mid-April, be sure to keep on listening to find out more about what the weekends are like in general, as well as learn about where to go online. I'll have links in the show notes, of course, for that, and other information about this group that sponsors it. Well, let's start off with the practical details about your event. You know, the exact dates, precise location, and who the main speakers are, Hal.
This year, the Inklings weekend will be April 17 through 19. That's Friday evening through Sunday noon. We meet at Montreat College in Montreat, North Carolina, way up in the Smoky Mountains near Asheville. Our main speakers this year will be Colin Duryea, Crystal Hurd, Don King, Ben Mitchell, and me.
All right, well, that sounds great. Now, well, faithful listeners to my show are familiar with your name if they listened to the one from a couple years ago. And then Colin Duryea, Crystal Hurd, and Don King have all been on my show. You mentioned before about Dr. Ben Mitchell. We can talk more about him in a little bit. But first, let's go ahead and focus in on Colin Duryea, Crystal Hurd, and Don King. Even though they've been on the show several times, could you maybe detail why they are involved with the event in relation to this year's theme?
Well, we wanted to have people who were thoroughly familiar with the Inklings, but particularly this year, we wanted people who could speak on the occasion of the centennial of the birth of Joy Davidman. Now, the Inklings, of course, were a group of men, but they were influenced and interacting with some very important ladies. Joy Davidman was one of them. Dorothy L. Sayers was another. Stella Aldwinkle, who was responsible for starting the Socratic Club in Oxford, and Sister Penelope, who was a member of a convent near Oxford, all were influential in the thinking of the Inklings. We could add a few others, and we will during the week, but Colin, Crystal, Don, and Ben are people who can help us flesh this out. Colin is well-known internationally. He's our rock star, I would say, because he was one of the consultants who was included in the DVD extended version of The Lord of the Rings when it came out over a decade ago. And he spoke on Tolkien in that situation. But he's published widely on Tolkien, Lewis, and the Inklings. His C.S. Lewis Handbook, published in 1990. The Tolkien and Middle-earth Handbook, published in 1992. The C.S. Lewis Encyclopedia, published in 2000. The Inklings Handbook, published in 2001. And Tolkien and the Lord of the Rings, 2001, are just a few of many, many books he's written. We've used him before in conferences, and he was with us at our triennial Inklings Week in Oxford in 2013. And he's a grand person. I should say that he is English, and so he understands the life and the culture of England, the unstated things that often are so important in understanding literature from there. For many years, he was an editor with InterVarsity Press, and he makes his home in the Lake District of England. So he is just a delight to spend time with. And so that's a critical part of these weekends. It's not just a conference, it's more a retreat. And the overall feel is an important part of it. That brings us to Crystal Hurd. Now, Crystal is the author of 30 Days with C.S. Lewis, a woman's devotional. And she necessarily brings a woman's point of view to the study of Lewis, Tolkien, and the Inklings. And she is someone who did her doctoral dissertation on Lewis. She has a popular blog that can be found at crystalhurd.com, where she has a running commentary on matters of interest related to Lewis and the others. And she was with us last year at the Inklings Weekend and took part in a panel discussion. And again, the importance of having people that you enjoy being with, I think, is a critical aspect of getting at the heart of what made the Inklings the Inklings. It's a celebration of friendship. And then our host at Montreat College is Don King. Now, Don, for many years, has been the editor of the Christian Scholars Review. He's the former dean at Montreat College, but he's published a number of very important critical works related to Lewis and Joy Davidman and Ruth Pitter. Some people may know that Ruth Pitter was Lewis's romantic interest before Joy Davidman, and she was a well-known poet in the UK, accomplished, award-winning poet, and Lewis submitted his poetry to her for critique, things that sometimes he did not share with the other Inklings. And so that was an important relationship, and Don has published a collection of her letters, as well as the letters of Joy Davidman. He's done the critical study of the poetry of C.S. Lewis, entitled C.S. Lewis, Poet, The Legacy of His Poetic Impulse. This past year, he came out with another book on Lewis, and I'm afraid I have forgotten its name, but it is a collection of essays that articles that Don had published over the years.
Yes, I believe it was in 2013 Don King came out with his collection of essays, Plain to the Inward Eye. I actually did an interview with him on that. And then late last year, I released my interview with him on the collected poems of C.S. Lewis, a title that officially was not coming out until this year, 2015. Well, now, as you mentioned, Hal, the weekend kicks off on Friday evening, April the 17th, and it ends around noon, I believe, on Sunday the 19th. But can you tell me more specifically about what the schedule is typically like, along with more about your role and Dr. Ben Mitchell's role?
Yes. We begin on Friday evening at 7 o'clock. I give a brief overview of the theme, and then because people have been driving in from all over the Southeast, we don't try to do a big lecture that night. In the past, we've always done some kind of a movie. We had Michael Ward's BBC program on Planet Narnia right when it came out, and then we had the documentary on the King James Version from the BBC during the 400th anniversary. This time, it seemed appropriate for us to watch The Shadowlands, which is the semi-fictional depiction of the romance, marriage, and death of Joy Davidman and Lewis. So we'll do that on Friday evening. Then on Saturday, we will have an opening devotion in the morning, followed by plenary sessions. And we break off about 12:30 for lunch. Now, we keep the afternoons open because, again, this is a retreat rather than a conference. And so we're not just focusing on information. We want people to take advantage of what the Inklings would have been doing in the Smoky Mountains. They would have been out walking. And so there's a wonderful series of walking trails in Montreat. Some people will drive up on the Blue Ridge Parkway. Some will go into Black Mountain, the little town about 2 miles away, which is an artist community. And so we take advantage of spending time together in small groups, just enjoying the Smoky Mountains in early spring. In the evening, we come back together in these this wonderful old stone buildings that make up Montreat College, one in particular, a grand hall with a beam ceiling where we have dinner together, as it would be enjoyed in an Oxford college. So we have a formal hall together, a grand meal on the Oxford style. And after that, we have what we call an Inklings session. And so people are encouraged to bring poetry they've been writing, short stories, songs they've composed to share with the group. And so we'll spend 2 or 3 hours just enjoying what everyone is working on, what they've been producing. And that's always a highlight of the weekend. Some people go to bed at that point. The rest of us stay up till all hours talking. And we take breaks, coffee breaks, regularly of about 30-minute duration during the morning session because, again, we want time for people to interact, to talk, to get to know each other. A weekend like this is self-selecting, so you can know that anyone who is there is interested in things you're interested in. We always have a bookstore with both current new books about and by the Inklings, plus rare books, first editions. If people are collecting, they can always pick up something, picked up something every year that we've had that. So that's something to look forward to. On Sunday morning, we open again with plenary sessions and close with a worship service. And our worship service is important to all of us. We gather in the Chapel of the Prodigal, which is a beautiful stone chapel with hammer beam ceiling in the Gothic style that was built about 10 or 15 years ago there in Montreat. And the central piece is a magnificent fresco of the prodigal returning to his father. And so that's the setting in which we worship together. Our organist will be Randall Bush, who has his DPhil from Oxford, as well as another PhD here in the United States. He teaches philosophy, but he's an accomplished pianist and organist. He plays for a number of churches. So he'll be providing the music. And then at the close of the worship service, we end the weekend and folks go their way.
Wow, that sounds like a good time is going to be had by all. Now, one of the things you mentioned to me when we weren't recording is the devotion that is actually done by Dr. Ben Mitchell, his roles. And, of course, you consider the conference weekend coordinator of sorts?
Of sorts, the impresario.
Yeah. Well, now, let me see if I'm not going to pin you down too much on this follow-up question to what you were just saying. You noted the film Shadowlands. Now, there's technically 3 versions out, 1 Hollywood and 2 that the BBC did, a short version and a long version. Which one are you doing? Do you know yet?
Well, several years ago, we did the version with Joss Ackland. And I think his Lewis is the best. This time, we will do the Hollywood version. And if I could have my way, what I'd like to do is edit both of them so that the joy from the Hollywood version and the Lewis from the BBC would be the two characters.
I know what you mean, yeah.
I think both of them both versions have their strengths and their weaknesses. Those of us who know the biographies and or familiar with the people cringe at some things that happen in both versions, but that gives us something to talk about over coffee.
Exactly. Well, now, what's the best way for people to learn more about the Inklings Weekend in Montreat?
The best way is to consult our website for the Inklings Fellowship. So go to www.inklingsfellowship.org. And as soon as you open up that page, there'll be a box that has the name, Inklings Weekend in Montreat. And so just click on that box, and it'll take you to the information page. There's a registration form there. You can also find my telephone number to my office, which is 731-661-5404, and my email address, hpoe@uu.edu.
Okay, great. And then I'll have link in the show notes for people who are just listening. They can go ahead and get it that way as well to be able to be sure to get some more information. Now, this event is sponsored by the Inklings Fellowship with the support of Montreat College and Union University, if I understand correctly. So why don't you take a couple of short minutes here to tell us more about each of those.
Montreat College is a Presbyterian school. Union University is a Baptist school. Both of us are members of the CCCU, the Council on Christian Colleges and Universities, and both of us are sponsors of the Christian Scholars Review. We are both schools that are interested in being intentionally Christian, so that an education means to understand what all the disciplines of learning have to do with our faith, and to be able to recognize implications of our faith in every area of life. Union is in Jackson, Tennessee. We were founded in 1823, so we've been around a long time. Montreat is there in the small community of Montreat, which is an old Presbyterian conference center. Its most famous resident would be Billy Graham, and it's just outside of Asheville, North Carolina.
Now, I believe you were noting to me before we started recording that there's another annual event that goes on. Can you tell me about that?
Yes. Every year we have a conference for faculty members in colleges, universities, and seminaries. It's called the Christianity and the Academy Conference. It's held in Memphis, Tennessee. This year we're at the Stephen Olford Center in Memphis. Our theme is Living in the Shadow of the Great War. This is the centennial of World War I, and the world was dramatically changed as a result of that war. And we want to ponder the implications for Christian faith, for what those changes have been, and how then do we live in such a world. So that will be March the 13th in 2015. And again, you can find information about that on our website, inklingsfellowship.org.
All right, great. Well, now, before I let you go here, let's close by having you share some final thoughts for those considering coming to the Inklings Weekend in Montreat, some final information that might help them to commit to attending.
One of the things we try to do is bring together both young adults and, shall we say, those of us who are more mature, if not one foot in the grave. And what we're thrilled about is the way it is an intergenerational conference. It's somewhere between a 60-40 mix, and it can go either way with people under 30 and over 30. We'll have people into their 80s. We'll have college students and young adults. And because we have this common interest, that awkwardness of conversation that sometimes occurs between young adults and older adults disappears. And so I would encourage people to come be a part of this group. We are wanting to encourage young people to live out their lives of faith in whatever their calling might be. And they in turn encourage those of us who might sometimes be in jeopardy of being jaded. So that's a bit of what you can expect if you come to the Inklings Weekend.
All right, well, that sounds good. Again, we encourage people to check the show notes for links or to rewind, so to speak, to get the number or email that was shared and get a chance to come out to this great event. Well, Hal, thanks for being on the show with me again.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
And let me remind you, the listener, that I'm William O'Flaherty, and be sure to check out those show notes. You can get them either by visiting EssentialCSLewis.com or AllAboutJack.podbean.com. That'll be an easiest way. And when you visit there, you can find some various resources at EssentialCSLewis.com that include a daily fact, quote, and quiz on Lewis. And then also for the podcast, that's AllAboutJack.podbean.com. I've had many different interviews. I've had Dr. Michael Ward, that was mentioned earlier, also Dr. Devin Brown. And then in 2014, last year, I had Dr. Crystal Hurd. We did a mini-series with her on C.S. Lewis and women. Also last year, I did a series, eight parts, with Peter S. Williams on C.S. Lewis versus the New Atheist. So a lot of great different resources. Be sure to check that out as well.